coach after three games, how do you assess the performance of your inside backers?
Always looking for better. That's not just from me, that's from the group. I think we're doing some good things. I think that, as we understand the defense and the small details, I think we're only going to get better. But for the most part, we're being physical. We're making the plays that we're supposed to make for the most part. We got a few things we got to iron out, particularly on some plays away where, we've got to get the backside backer across the top. But, I think we're on track, and I think when we, iron a few of these details out, I think we're going to really be a good unit.
As you send the team into the bye week, was there a certain message or point of emphasis that you stressed to everybody in that room?
There was. Jimmy O'Neill did a great job. He had us write down on paper what one thing that each guy needed to improve on, one thing that the group needed to improve on. And this morning we spent a full hour, talking about those things, watching clips of doing it right, doing it wrong. And these are all the little things, and you've heard Mike Pettine say it a million times, it's the little things that are going to go a long way to help us as a unit.
What has Carlos Dansby meant to this defense? Already an interception, a huge sack against the New Orleans Saints. What kind of leadership has he brought to this team?
Unbelievable. I'm just so glad he's part of this defense. He's a true professional. He understands the defense. He's learning the small details now. Very vocal with his leadership, whether it's in the locker room, sideline, on the field. He's such a competitor, and he really brings an element of toughness to this defense, which is, you take a look at him, he's so skinny. It's hard to believe that a guy like that, he looks about like you. A guy can, be as physical as he is, but we're really pleased with where Carlos is right now.
How do you assess Chris Kirksey's progression? He had a very strong preseason, getting a lot of reps in the regular season. How's the rookie done?
He's done well. He's made a rookie mistake time or two. But the best thing about Chris is he's a football junkie. He's in Craig Robertson and Carlos's back pocket all the time, wanting to know, how they knew this, how they knew that. He's been very productive for us out there. He's been in a lot of passing situation defenses. Going to see him more against the run stuff. He's starting to feel more comfortable as an inside backer. He was an outside backer in college. But really pleased with him. He's physical. He's smart. He's competitive. Real pleased with where he is right now.
And this defense seems to suit Craig Robertson much better than a year ago. He seems to be playing well. I know he's got a great relationship with Chris Kirksey. He's really helped bring the rookie along. What have you seen from Craig so far?
Craig starts every drill for us. He's enthusiastic. He's got more energy than anybody on the defense. He's a lot further along as far as the football intelligence, the instinct part of it than I've been around with a guy that young. He loves this defense. He's very physical in it. I think there's a couple things that we're working on with him that can help him. But I'm real pleased with where Craig is right now. By the way, he just had a little baby girl this morning. So,
oh, nice. Congrats.
Yeah, to him.
Yeah.
But I'm real pleased with him.
Obviously, the run defense isn't where anybody on the defense wants it to be. From the linebacking position, especially in the inside, what can be done to help solve this run defense issue?
Well, anytime whether it's run or pass defense, it's all hands that are responsible for it. I think if statistically, if you look at it, I think we're giving up too many chunk plays. I think if you could throw out some of those, which you can't, we'd be a lot better. But we've spent these last 2 days working really hard to see exactly what our problems were. Were they technique? Were they missed tackles? Were they scheme? Were they personnel? And Jimmy O'Neill's done a great job. We've put together a plan for this week to get better in those areas that we feel we need to stress. But I seem to think that we will, coming out of this bye week, we'll shore a lot of those things up.